morning, guys. Good morning, and good morning. So, I just want you guys to know that as of Sunday coming, I am going to be starting a new little podcast. It's called Gay Javu. Gay Javu is going to be a little talk amongst three friends. And we are going to be talking about deja vu, meaning, like, you know, things that could have happened, would have happened, or should have happened, and what is going to happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, I am, like, so excited about this, because this is what one of the segments that I have wanted on to mix podcast, but I think there's a little turmoil with that, so we're gonna start off with something new. So I want to call it Gay Javu, okay? And it's going to be about reminiscing in the past on our life and what we did in the 90s, the 80s, maybe the 70s, you know, up into the 220s. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm hoping to have myself, I know it's going to be myself, but I'm hoping to have Miss Hudson and Miss Lambert with me, okay? I call them Miss because those are my girls, okay? But anyway, I hope you guys stay tuned. It's going to be aired on Anchor, the leading podcast that I have ever known yet. They're taking me to a place that I have never been on a platform of Spotify and Apple. Okay. But Deja Vu is going to do it all. Okay. So, to our LGBTQ community, to the straight community, to the down lows, to the low lows, to the hoes, we are coming at you and giving you some tea on Gay Javu. This is just an introduction to let you guys know that on Sundays or Tuesdays, you will be getting us talking about the life in Gay Javu. So stay tuned. We don't have an app yet. We don't have an email. We don't have a Gmail. We don't have any type of accounts. The only thing we're going to have is Anchor. And we're going to be talking to a podcast. Okay? So now, once it gets off the ground, Deja Vu would be definitely an effect of what's going to be the new and trending of all our tea parties of gayness. Okay, back in the days, a tea party was, you go into a bathroom of any sort, whether it be the train station, whether it be a bus depot or a bus that's traveling, you know, whether it be on a plane. So tea party meant she was going to go in and get some tea. I don't know if he was going to drink it or not. I would never drink the tea. Okay. Did I just tell on myself? But no, I never been to a tea party. But anyway, I'm trying to get you to understand, like, what we'll be talking about. You know, they have a lot of hot and top trending topics. Okay. That is going to be discussed. And it's going to be actually put to the test. Okay, we have, I would say Malik Yoba. I want to talk about him first with his hot and juicy lips, his sexy black ass. Oh, Lord. And did Miss Johnson pick him? Girl, you know exactly how to pick him. I don't know if you're friends or not, but in social media, y'all are like a hot couple. You know, they put your face and his face up. So y'all are doing your thing. Okay. But money versus money, honey. That's what I see. Okay. And a diva like yourself needs to have what it is. EJ, do your motherfucking thing, girl. Because if it was me, I would be doing my thing too, okay? But I am not as of girly as you are. But, girl, I will bend over in a minute. But, Molly, oh, child. But anyway, okay, let's just move on and move forward. That is like some of the topics that we'll be talking about. And then we have the little, you know, DL boys. You know, sometimes we try to figure them out. Sometimes there's nothing to figure out. Just give it up and go about your business. But when it becomes celebrity DL, you cannot move on, honey. You don't want to tell your business and talk your tea. You just want to do your thing. Okay. So, you know, Wendy Williams, you know, she was a child. She was the queen of gossip. And she had some noise for the boys. Okay. That was on the DL. Okay. But those are the names I cannot mention because I don't know. Allegedly, I can't say. But we're going to be getting into that also. However, you know, as far as our LGBTQ community, okay, and our transgendering women that are moving ahead and fast and forward and giving it body, giving it face, giving it pose, and just giving it. Ladies are having a fit out here because these girls are coming up and coming out and being damn right successful with it. Actually, they have turned some of the girls into models. Do you get me? These girls are getting their asses done, their tits, their teeth, their face done. And what can you say? How can you compete against a boy that turns into a girl? Sometimes there's no competition. Do you get me? So, I just want you guys to know that Deja Vu will be dealing with these type of topics and these situations, honey. So we'll give you some places to go. Because you guys sometimes go to the wrong motherfucking doctors and come back looking kind of scrutiny. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is, if you don't have the wrong doctor for certain things, then you might come back out kind of fucked up. Do you get what I'm saying? Ooh. So these are the topics, again, that we will be talking about, me and my two girlfriends. Okay, so I'm going to call it Deja Vu. Okay, because back in the days, you had drag queens and you had cross-dressers. And they did that little thing, a little bit crazy, but it was done. You know, so they set the trend for trannies, transgender women now. Because now these women are saving up their coins. Okay, and going into the doctor and getting boo-boos. And getting booties and boo-boos. I tell you, I'm called tatas. Okay, and boo-boos. I would call it that. Tatas and boo-boos. So when they come out, they have their little cheeks pushed up. Their little nose probably done. You know, their little girly ways of fixing themselves up. Okay? So if they could have gotten their hands and their feet done, it would be a beautiful thing. But those are the two things that you cannot, sorry, you cannot change. Okay? Okay. Yay. Ja. Boo. These are the things that we'll be talking about. Okay? Last but not least, okay, we're going to be getting into trickery. Okay, is it fair to trick a man into having sex with you when you know that you are a tranny? Is it an honest thing? You know, we are shady. Shady queens. Shady butch queens. Shady transgenderings. Just shady. And these are the things that's on Deja Vu that we will be talking about. So now, how do I apply this to my podcast? Because honestly, I'm doing it on my podcast now. So I'm trying to like regroup and set up a new name or shall I just leave it under the mix? Let's 1-844, let's talk. Because of the, you know, social media that I am creating and have created, I think that I could leave it under the mix. But that's something that I have to talk about with my girls. So we'll start it under the mix and then we'll leave it. We'll take it away and, you know, probably set up our own platform with Deja Vu. I think that you guys would love it. I'm thinking that it's going to be on a Sunday, but I think it might be more apt to be on a Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Okay? So, we are going to set up a YouTube channel. We are going to be setting up, you already know, Zoomy, so we can get the platform started. We're going to be setting up our, you know, gmail.com, and we're going to try to get a web page. Okay, for Deja Vu, coming your way as soon as Tuesday. After you hear these messages, you will be listening in on Deja Vu, and it will be giving you all the tea on the beginning, the doing, and the now of gayness. Okay, and that is my pitch towards you today. So look forward to Deja Vu, and we will be giving you it all. Ta-ta!